Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today's speaker is His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji. Prabhuji will speak on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Leela, Chapter 22, verse 163 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna, yes Mataji, I am here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much Prabhuji for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna
Prabhuji.
Everything okay? Were you able to go live?
So Mataji, how do I, so I am on the share button, do I do embed or copy?
No, you can just go live, like, you know, press on that button.
Yeah,
and we'll check out the link, Prabhu. Yeah, just go live and we'll take the link.
Okay, yeah, I went live, Mataji.
Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you. You can start, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, I would like to offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 22nd, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. We will be studying two verses today, verse number 163 and verse number 164. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Sanatana Goswami in this verse. Mahaprabhu says, Pati putra surhit bhratar pitravan mitravadharim ye dhyayanti sadodyuktaste bhyopiha namo namaha. Pati putra surhit bhratar pitravan mitravadharim ye dhyayanti sadodyuktaste bhyopiha namo namaha. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances again and again to those who always eagerly meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a husband, son, friend, brother, father, or intimate friend. Purport. This verse appears in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.308. Next verse. Ei mata kare ye ba raganuga bhakti krishna racharane tandra upajaya priti. Ei mata kare ye ba raganuga bhakti krishna racharane tamra upajaya priti. Translation. If one engages in spontaneous loving service to the Lord, his affection for the Lord, his affection for the lotus feet of Krishna gradually increases. If one engages in spontaneous loving service to the Lord, his affection for the lotus feet of Krishna gradually increases. We will stop here. We will chant the Mangala Charan. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा सदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्य गौरात्मसे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपास्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण आई वुड अगेन लाइक टू ऑफर माई रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज हु आर लिसनिंग एंड आई वुड लाइक टू बेग ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू टू प्लीज ब्लेस मी so that by the power of your blessings for the next few minutes Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga will empower me to speak some Harikatha for my purification and for your pleasure. Hare Krishna. So we are very fortunate. We are in this very very beautiful section of Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is teaching his disciple and his devotee, Srila Sanatana Goswami, the process of bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us specifically over here Raganuga Bhakti. And Raganuga Bhakti is a very, very advanced stage of Sadhana Bhakti. So Sadhana Bhakti is Bhakti or devotional service in practice. So there is Sadhana Bhakti and there is Ragatmika Bhakti. Sadhana Bhakti is divided into two parts one is Vaidhi Bhakti and second is Raganuga Bhakti, and then there is another category that is ragapnita bhakti. So there is bhakti, sadhana bhakti, ragapnita bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is divided into two, vaidhi bhakti and raganuga bhakti. So what is ragatmika bhakti? Ragatmika bhakti is devotional service performed by those very, very exalted, perfect devotees of Krishna who are performing bhakti in a perfected state. They have tremendous love for Krishna, unlimited love for Krishna. They have anurag for Krishna, and that has become so internalized that it is what they are. It is what defines them. Atmika means their atma, their identity. Ragatmika means that rag, that loving devotional service, is their existence. That is who they are. There is nothing else in their existence other than loving devotional service unto Krishna. So those are the perfected devotees. They are called ragatmika bhaktas. As an example, Shridama, Madhumandal, these friends of Krishna, Subal, all these sakhas of Krishna are ragatmika bhaktas in Sakhyaras. In Vatsalyaras, we have Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj. They are perfect ragatmika bhaktas in Vatsalyaras. And in Madhuryaras, we have Srimati Radharani, we have Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, Champaklata, Sudevi, all these Tunga Vidya Devi, all these very, very exalted gopis, sakhis, they are in the ragatmika bhaktas in Madhurya Ras. So in this way, in all the five rasas, there are perfected devotees who are called ragatmika bhaktas. They act on a completely spiritual level. And on the other hand, we have Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti under the umbrella of Sadhana Bhakti. So Vaidhi Bhakti is what we are taught to practice. Vidhi means rules. So when we are following the rules and regulations, that is Vaidhi Bhakti. For example, we have rules that we must chant minimum 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we must chant minimum 16 rounds every single day of our life without any gaps. That is a rule. We must not eat grains and beans on Ekadashi Tithi. That is a rule. And then there are regulations. We don't eat meat, we don't eat eggs, fish, we don't gamble, we should not have illicit sexual relationships, and we don't consume intoxicants. So these regulations are there. Rules and regulations. So when we follow these rules and regulations, it is called Vaidhi Bhakti. If we have deities at home, we have Gaur Nithai deities or Jagannath Baladev Subhadra deities at home or Radha Krishna deities at home, we have some rules that whatever we cook in the house, before eating it, we offer it to Shri Vigraha, to our worshipable deities. That is a rule. So whatever roti, sabji, dal, chawal we make at home, we offer it to Krishna. That is a rule. So this is all Vaidhi Bhakti, following rules and regulations, eating Krishna Prasad, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then we offer Aarti to Krishna, we offer Abhishek to Shri Vigraha. So these are all rules. This is all Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti is very important. Vaidhi Bhakti is very important, and it is the foundation on which we build our devotional life. So this Vaidhi Bhakti is literally, it is the foundation, it is foundational. Very, very important. Very, very important. Extremely important. We must be very firmly grounded in our Vaidhi Bhakti, which is part of Sadhana Bhakti. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us what is Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti, so Vaidhi Bhakti is what we are practicing. Raganuga Bhakti is what we are aspiring for. All of us must aspire in this very lifetime to attain Raganuga Bhakti. So what is Raganuga Bhakti? We have previously discussed the different stages of Bhakti, starting from Adav Shraddha. First, there has to be some faith. We cannot be atheists or anti-theists to practice Bhakti. There has to be some faith in God. There has to be some faith in the process of Bhakti toward Bhagwan. That faith has to be there. So Adav Shraddha, then there is Sadhu Sangha. Because of Sadhu Sangha, after meeting a saintly devotee, after reading Srila Prabhupada's books, after hearing Srila Prabhupada's lectures, or attending the satsang of the followers of Srila Prabhupada and other great acharyas, after getting Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya starts. Because we hear, we are told that one must take this Japamala and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So our Bhajana Kriya starts. We start doing bhajan. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all these activities, they start after Sadhu Sangha. So these are the first three stages. And they are the Kanishtha Adhikari platform. There are three types of devotees. Kanishtha Adhikari, neophyte devotee. Then Madhyam Adhikari, who is a medium advanced devotee. And then there is Uttam Adhikari, the very advanced devotee. So our aim should be at least to become a good Madhyam Adhikari. At least to become a good Madhyam Adhikari in this lifetime. So then in the Madhyam Adhikari, we have again three stages. We have Anartha Nivritti, where we, by practicing Vaidhi Bhakti nicely, with our sincerity, with our determination, by inculcating good devotional qualities like humility, tolerance, by remembering Krishna, serving Krishna, serving the devotees of Krishna, following the orders of spiritual master, following this Vaidhi Bhakti nicely, following the vows of initiation nicely, that we will chant the minimum 16 rounds every day, follow the four regulative principles, and serve in the mission of Srila Prabhupada in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. After practicing Vaidhi Bhakti very nicely, when Sri Guru and Sri Krishna, when Guru and Gauranga are pleased with us, they kick out the anarthas from our heart, from our consciousness. We become free from lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, and illusion, born out of false ego. So once we are purified, this is called Anartha Nivritti. It's a gradual process, it's a painful process. It requires a lot of patience, a lot of determination and sincerity. And Anartha Nivritti is very, very important. And it happens when we practice Vaidhi Bhakti nicely, when Guru and Gauranga are pleased with us. They remove the anarthas. We cannot overcome lust by our own efforts. We cannot defeat anger. We cannot get rid of greed. We cannot overcome envy. We cannot do away with our pride. We cannot get rid of the false ego, which causes so many illusions. We cannot do it on our own strength. We need the empowerment and the mercy, the blessings of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. But by their mercy, when they are pleased with our proper sincere practice of Vaidhi Bhakti, then Anartha Nivritti happens. We get rid of all these vices, all these bad qualities in our consciousness. Then we develop firm faith in Krishna, or Nishtha. That is the fifth stage out of the nine stages. Nishtha is very firm faith in Krishna. So see, it all began with faith. Adav Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha. But if you see, faith is the common theme at every stage. Even the three types of devotees, Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttam Adhikari, they are differentiated based on their faith. So faith is very, very important in bhakti. It is very precious. It is priceless. So Nishtha, there is very strong faith in Krishna, in Guru, in the process of bhakti. Then there is Ruchi. Ruchi means we actually develop taste. We actually develop taste. And we develop spontaneous love for Krishna. We perform spontaneous activities. That is Ruchi. And this is where Raganuga Bhakti begins. So Raganuga Bhakti begins in the Madhyam Adhikari platform when we are advanced Madhyam Adhikari. When we are on the platform of Ruchi, that is where Raganuga Bhakti begins. And then there is Uttam Adhikari, which starts with Asakti. Asakti is complete attachment to Krishna and complete detachment from all mundane, materialistic enjoyment. Complete attachment to Krishna, that is Asakti. 100% Krishna conscious. Then there is Bhav. Bhav is initial stages of love, Krishna Prem. We start developing Krishna Prem. We worship Krishna with great feeling. Great feeling. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tuschanti cha ramantita. Tesham sadata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogantam yena mamu payantite. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. This bhajante mam bhava samanvita, this bhava purvak seva, serving Krishna with great feeling, not mechanical, but with great feeling, with love, that is bhava. And Krishna Prem is when this love for Krishna becomes completely ripe, completely mature. And that is the highest stage, the ninth stage of Uttam Adhikari, where we actually attain the highest ideal of pure love for Krishna, unconditional love for Krishna. Ashlishyava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanan marma hatam karotuva. Yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato mat prananathastu sa eva napara. Whether you may embrace me, you may crush me under your feet, or you may completely neglect me, whatever you do, my Lord, I am unconditionally, eternally yours, and you are my prananath. You are the Lord of my life, napara, and I have nobody else other than you. This ananya Sharan, this ananya ashraya, this ananya bhakti is the highest goal of life. It can only be done by someone who loves Krishna. So attaining Krishna prem, attaining ananya bhakti, attaining prema bhakti, this is the highest stage. So Raganuga bhakti begins at the advanced level of Madhyam Adhikari, the stage of Ruchi. And what is Raganuga Bhakti? Raganuga Bhakti is devotional service which is beyond Vaidhi Bhakti, beyond the rules and regulations. It is performed with love from the core of our hearts, spontaneously, without someone telling us. Wake up in the morning and chant the sweet names of Krishna. Without being told, we do it. Without being told, we offer nice bhoga to Krishna, thinking that Krishna will enjoy it. Like that. So many things. We think, what would Krishna like to wear today? What dress would he like to wear? Which flowers would he like? And very spontaneously, we serve Krishna with great love. Following in the footsteps of the Ragatmika Bhaktas. That is Raganuga Bhakti. So it is spontaneous, but it is not that there is complete disregard for rules and regulations. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrim Vidhin Vina Aikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpateva Kalpate. Very interesting. Jiva Goswami explains to us, based on the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Shruti Smriti Puranadi, based on the Shrutis, the Smritis, the Vedas, and the Puranas, Bhagavatam, and other Puranas like Vishnu Puran, Shruti Smriti Puranadi, Pancharatri Vidhin Vina, and whatever Pancharatrika Vidhi of Narad Muni teaches us about deity worship, Shri Archa Vigraha Seva, these are all Vidhi, these are all rules and regulations. Vina means without these, Aikantiki Harer Bhakti, even if we do Harer Bhakti, which is Aikantiki, which is one-pointed, fixed, Hari Bhakti, if we perform, but without referring, without basing it on Srimad Bhagavatam and other Bhakti Shastras, Bhagavad Gita, and other Bhakti Shastras, without basing it on Narad Pancharatra, it is Utpate Eva Kalpate. It simply creates a disturbance in society, this type of bhakti. And there are so many examples in this world where people concoct their own ideas and they advertise a certain type of so-called devotional practice, but it has no basis in scripture. It is not sanctioned by sadhu, shastra and guru. That simply creates disturbance. Sampradaya Vihinaste mantrasya nishfala mata. You chant a mantra that is not based on the sampradaya, evam parampara praptam, not based on the bona fide sampradayas coming from Krishna himself, then that mantra, that process, nishfala, it will not bear the desired fruit of pleasing Krishna and getting Krishna prem. So this is very important. And at the same time, we have to also remember that there is a beautiful verse which says, Bhagavata Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japastapa Apranaseva Dehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. That without devotion to Krishna, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati, being born in a very nice devotee family, Shastra, having Bhakti Shastri degree or being very learned in the scriptures, being able to quote verses. Hari Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japa, being able to chant lot of rounds, lot of naam. Tapa, being able to perform lot of tapasya, doing Ekadashi very strictly, fasting on Janmashtami very strictly, walking barefoot in the dham, sleeping on the floor, all these tapasyas are there. But without Bhagavad Bhakti, without genuine loving devotion for Krishna, our high birth, our study of scriptures, our chanting of the holy name, our austerities, they are like the useless decoration on a dead body. A pranasya dehasya mandanam. It is the decoration on a pranasya dehasya, lifeless dead body. How after death the body is decorated, they put on nice suit, nice tie, nice makeup, the hair is combed nicely, nice shoes are put on, nice pant, and you know, the body is kept for everybody to visit and take a look. Nice decoration, nice necklace, nice wristwatch. But what is the use? Can the person look at the time? Can the person feel any comfort because of the nice shoes? Can the person feel warm because of the nice jacket and shirt and pant? No. It's a cold, dead body. apranasya dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam. It simply satisfies the senses of the people who come to see the dead body. Ah, the dead body is looking so nice. Oh, he is looking so nice. Last darshan, nice. He's looking nicely dressed. Looks very peaceful. Let us put him to rest. Rip, 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 rip. Everybody puts on WhatsApp. Rip, rip. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Mandanam lokaranjanam. This is simply for the mental satisfaction of ignorant people. Actually, it is all useless. Better you offer the body to Agnidev as your last offering to Krishna. Now I have nothing, I will offer this body to you. So this decoration of a dead body is useless. It simply satisfies the minds of people. Just as the decoration of a dead body is useless, the decoration of a big name, high birth, nice clothes, nice degree, I am so learned in scripture, telling I am chanting so many rounds of japa, showing I am nirjal, I am doing this austerity, that austerity, I have done all the dhams, I have gone to so many yatras. All this has value only if we have real bhakti for Hari Guru Vaishnavas. If we have bhakti for Hari Guru Vaishnavas, then all these things are very glorious. Our knowledge of scriptures, our chanting, our austerities, yes. But without Bhagavad Bhakti, it is useless. So just see the interesting connection. On one hand, our acharyas are telling us that Bhagavad Bhakti hinasya jati shastra japatata. Knowledge of scripture, shastra, without bhakti is useless. On the other hand, see the interesting twist. On the other hand, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina Aikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpate Eva Kalpate. On the other hand, bhakti without the backing and authority of Srimad Bhagavatam and our scriptures, Shruti Smriti Puran Adi, Puran specifically refers to our Srimad Bhagavatam, Utpate Eva Kalpate. Bhakti is simply a disturbance. I can't think harer bhakti utpate avakalpate. So without referring to the scriptures, bhakti is simply a disturbance. And referring to the scriptures without bhakti is like a decoration of a dead body. So very, very interesting, these two verses. Bhagavad bhakti hinasya jati shastra japa tapa. Aikantiki Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japa Tapa Apranasya Eva Dehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. And Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japa Tapa Apranasya Eva Dehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. And Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japa Tapa. Sorry, I'm getting a little mixed up, but you got the point.
Shruti Smriti Puranadi.
Shruti Smriti Puranadi, Panchatra Vidhim Vina, Aikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpati Eva Kalpate. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you very much. Yes. So see, we need devotees at every step. I was thinking I'm very learned, quoting so many scriptures. So Guru and Gauranga have so kindly humbled me. Thank you, Mataji. So yes, so this is very interesting. So both are required. We need the backing of the scriptures, and we need to consciously inculcate genuine devotional qualities like humility, tolerance, respectfulness, service attitude. This is very important. When we do this, then naturally Raganuga Bhakti will be given to us by Guru Gauranga. We don't have to advertise it. We don't have to declare it to the world that Bhakti Sangha devotees, Hare Krishna, this is your ex-servant, Adi Gadadhar Das. Just wanted to let you know my Anartha Nivritti is over. Nishtha is far behind now. Now I am advancing from Ruchi into Uttam Adhikari platform. My Raganuga Bhakti has started. Just wanted to let all of you know. So please serve me now. I can give Raganuga Bhakti to all of you. It's not like that. A Raganuga Bhakta will never advertise that I am very advanced. Where do we see that? Srila Prabhupada is saying in his Jalal Juta diary, Bhakti nahi beda nahi namakuba daro bhakati vedanta nama ebe sarthakor. Narottam Das Thakur is praying that Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Doyakoro More Tuma Bina Keda Yalo Jagata Samsare Patita Pavana Hetu Taba Avatara Mosama Patita Prabhu Napai Deyara. So Narottam Das Thakur is saying, I am most fallen. Srila Prabhupada is saying, I am most fallen. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, I am most fallen. All our acharyas are saying, I am most fallen. So real devotee will never say that I am Raganuga Bhakta or I am very advanced. Not like that. Because the qualification to get Raganuga Bhakti is that anartha nivritti should be there. Should have happened, and one of the six anarthas are pride. So if you are proud of our devotional achievements, who are we? We are Keshi demon. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Keshi refers to a devotee who thinks he is very advanced. We are like Keshi, like a horse. We are roaring like a horse, trying to scare the Brajvasis. Keshi, he was very strong, very muscular horse. You know, horses, they are very muscular. They can run like anything. They have no fat. They are very lean, muscular. So Keshi was very muscular. Similarly, sometimes we try to flex our spiritual muscles. I know so much. I can defeat you in argument. I know that verse. I know that. I have read that scripture. Yes, yes. Yes, my lecture, so many 100 devotees are sitting in my lecture. When I give class, so many people come. We like to flex our spiritual muscles. And we are like the muscular Keshi demon. Keshi also had very beautiful hair on the mane, on his neck, on the back of his neck. Very proud. He used to shake that hair. And he was so powerful that when he would shake the hair on the back of his neck, the clouds in the sky would scatter away. That is how powerful Keshi was. So similarly, we sometimes like to show how great we are. We like to keep, you know, very big shikha, trying to show that, you know, the size of the shikha is directly proportional to my spiritual advancement. Or we like to wear very nice clothes to impress people. So we have to really examine our heart very, very carefully, what we are trying to do. Are we like Keshi? And then if we have the pride like Keshi, then whatever we speak is like the neigh roaring of Keshi demon. It doesn't give pleasure to Krishna. It doesn't give pleasure to the Brajvasis. It's simply a utpate vahikalpa. It's simply a disturbance because we are intoxicated with pride. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, Keshi demon represents a spiritualist, a devotee who thinks he is very great. What does Krishna do to such a devotee? He puts his hand into the mouth, shut up, to shut us up. Because we like to speak, we like to show how great we are so proud. And Krishna puts his hand in our mouth, and that hand completely chokes us, becomes red hot, expands, and we cannot speak. Krishna shuts us up if we develop the tendency like Keshi. So we have to be very careful. A Raganuga Bhakti is given to us when we have carefully followed Vaidya Bhakti and we have developed all good devotional qualities. Raganuga Bhakti is very sacred. Raganuga Bhakti is what we aspire for. Now for the next few minutes, we will discuss how we can actually enter the glorious realm of, or at least how we can pray, beg to somehow, someday enter into the beautiful realm of Raganuga Bhakti. I am not qualified to speak on Raganuga Bhakti. I am very much struggling devotee. I am a conditioned soul. I am making open confession to all of you. I am a conditioned soul. So, but we can discuss based on Guru Sadhu Shastra how we can beg to someday get entrance into the realm of Raganuga Bhakti. Because Raganuga Bhakti is what each and every one of us, everybody who is listening, everybody who has come to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, in this lifetime, in this very lifetime, we must aspire for, we must pray for Raganuga Bhakti. All of us. Because Srila Prabhupada came to give Raganuga Bhakti. If you are following Srila Prabhupada, we must aspire for Raganuga Bhakti. Whether it is given to us or not, that is up to Guru Gauranga. But we should sincerely try for it, sincerely aspire for it. And what is the prize? Intense greed to get Raganuga Bhakti. Intense desire to make spiritual advancement. Following the Vaidhi Bhakti very nicely. What is the measure of our sincerity? How will Guru Gauranga know whether we are sincere or not? It depends how nicely we practice Vaidhi Bhakti. How sincerely we practice Vaidhi Bhakti. When they are pleased, they will give Raganuga Bhakti to us. But there are a few principles that can be discussed here about Raganuga Bhakti. One is that Vaidhi Bhakti is rules and regulations that we practice. We should try, even from now, we should try to go deeper in our practice of Vaidhi Bhakti. For example, every day we are chanting minimum 16 rounds, all of us. So let us not make our chanting mechanical. Because we are chanting mechanically. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So either with the mind we are thinking of something else, or with the mind we are not really doing anything. Or we are just simply trying to, every now and then, every few rounds, then we remember, oh, I have to focus on hearing the sound of the vibration of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 2-3 mantras later, our mind is already diverted again. That's all right. We should try to bring it back. But why not go a little deeper? Why not go a little deeper in our japa? So these things can be tried. And if you are interested, then in the question answer series, we can discuss some techniques about how to deepen our japa. We can talk about it if all of you are interested. But everything we do in our bhakti, let us try to do it with quality. When we try to do things with quality and quantity, both, then slowly, Guru Gauranga will be pleased and we will make advancement towards the realm of Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti is spontaneous devotion. We have discussed so many examples. And here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically explaining, my dear friends, please understand this point. Let us hear this point again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that a devotee who is advanced, externally, he or she will practice Vaidhi Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. will be chanting the same Mahamantra that everybody else is chanting. But internally, what is the state of consciousness? Internally, he or she will practice Raganuga Bhakti. And how to practice Raganuga Bhakti? With a purified mind, we hear Krishna Leela from pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada, like Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Maharaj, like Shripada Indra Prabhu. All these great pure devotees. We hear Harikatha from them, from Guru Maharaj, our own spiritual master, of course. We hear Harikatha from these advanced devotees. When we hear Harikatha, when we read Krishna book given to us by Srila Prabhupada, when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading about Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela. And naturally, whichever devotee, ragatmika devotee, we feel attracted to, whether it is a friend of Krishna, whether it is a servant of Krishna, whether it is a parent of Krishna, or whether it's a conjugal lover of Krishna, whichever form we are naturally attracted to. And we may not understand this today itself, February 2019, we may not understand this. It's a evolutionary process. Advancing in bhakti is an evolutionary process, my dear friends. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be shy. We evolve. Today we may think something. Today we may feel attracted to a particular aspect. Tomorrow that may change. And that's okay. That's okay. We should continue, carry on with sincerity and determination. So whoever, whichever ragatmika bhakta we feel very inspired by, very attracted to, whichever leela of Krishna we feel very attracted to. For example, if we feel really attracted by the spontaneous, selfless, completely pure love of Srimati Yashoda Devi towards Krishna, we feel really mesmerized, attracted by Damodar leela. Ah, how she is giving pleasure to Krishna. How she is taking care of Krishna. How she is serving Krishna. Serving Krishna by tying him up. Wow. We feel really attracted. Then, we can do some manas seva. This is something that we can all start practicing today, my dear friends. With all humility, I am submitting this before you. We should practice Vaidhi Bhakti nicely. Minimum 16 rounds every day of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. 4 regulative principles. We should do our services in ISKCON under the guidance of our Guru Gan, Shiksha Gurus, Diksha Guru. And we can do some Manas Seva. We can sit in front of our worshipable deities. And whichever Ragatmika Bhakta we feel attracted to, based on the descriptions given to us by Srila Prabhupada and our Acharya Gan in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam. Based on that, we can meditate on these leelas. And we can imagine that we are in the spiritual realm, in Krishna Leela or Gaur Leela, and we are performing some menial service to our favorite Ragatmika Bhakta. We are bringing milk for Yashoda Mai, or we are cleaning the house of Yashoda Mai, or we are assisting her in cooking for Krishna. We are assisting her in churning the butter for Krishna. We are bringing Malati flowers for Yashoda Mai, which she will decorate in her beautiful hair. We are washing the clothes for Yashoda Mai. We are just her assistant. We bring fruits and flowers for Yashoda Mai so she can offer Krishna. Just menial service, and we can enter that realm of spiritual world and do some manas seva. This manas seva is very, very essential. It purifies our mind. Mame vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Manaha shashthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that mind is one of the 6 senses, and it is the most powerful of the 6 senses, indriya, that we have. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, indriyana mana chasmi. Among the senses, I am mind. Mind is the most powerful sense. Why? Because it is the most subtle. The subtler it gets, the more powerful it is. So mind is very subtle. And also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the mind can be our best friend or the mind can be our worst enemy. If the mind is conditioned by the anarthas, if the mind is uncontrolled, it is our greatest enemy. But if the mind is controlled by the spiritual intelligence that we have received by the mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnavas, spiritual intelligence spiritualized and sharpened by reading Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, hearing Harikatha, chanting Harinam, doing Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva, intelligence has become sharpened. When the mind is controlled by this spiritualized intelligence, the controlled mind, that mind becomes a mandir of Krishna. Mama mana mandire. That mind becomes a temple of Krishna and the mind becomes our best friend. If we do such manas puja with our mind becomes purified. Mind becomes our best friend. So this manas puja is very important because it trains the mind, which is the most powerful of the six senses that we have. So with our mind, we can meditate like this and enter the spiritual leela, the Krishna leela, Gaur leela, and serve there. This is how we can advance from the platform of Vaidhi Bhakti and pray to enter towards Raganuga Bhakti platform. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the preceding verses, externally we practice Vaidhi Bhakti, but internally we are practicing Raganuga Bhakti. We don't advertise it, we don't boast about it, we don't gossip, talk about it, to get some pratishtha, to get some respect. Ah, Prabhu, you are so advanced. Ah, no. We have to ask ourselves, do we want Krishna or do we want the claps of people? Do we want Krishna prem or do we want pratishtha and compliments of this world? The compliments are dead by the time they enter our ears. It's just gone. But we want to please Guru Gauranga. We want to get Krishna Prem. We want to get Gaura Prem. Gaura Prema Mai Tanu Pandita Gadadhar. Srimati Radharani is Gaura Prema Mai Tanu. Gaura Prema Maya Tanu Pandita Gadadhar. Srivasa Hari Dasa Doyar Sagar. So we have to get Krishna Prem, Gaura Prem. We don't want the distinction, appreciation, compliments, praise of this world. That is a distraction. So internally, we should practice Manas Seva. Externally, Vaidhi Bhakti. Externally, Vaidhi Bhakti. So this practice of Manas Seva should be done by all of us starting from today. It is very important. It is completely bona fide. It is not Sahajya mentality. We are not talking about it. We are doing it in the privacy of our own consciousness based on what we have been taught by Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Gan, based on the descriptions that we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this process is authorized, completely authorized, my dear friends, 100% authorized. And we must do Manas Seva. Srila Prabhupada was asked, can we think of Krishna Leela like this? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, if it is coming naturally, yes, why not? He said, even during Japa, if a Leela is coming naturally, Prabhupada said that is bona fide. So there are many ways of doing Japa. You can just chant, focusing on the pronunciation of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You can chant, meditating on the lotus feet of Shri Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. You can meditate on their lotus feet, the different symbols on their lotus feet, different signs, chinna on their lotus feet. You can meditate on the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra as given to us by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by Srila Prabhupada, by Gopal Guru Goswami. They explain the meaning of each and every word of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So 16 names, 16 meanings. Each of our 16 rounds, we can meditate on one meaning like that. So that is one way of doing. Or meditating on Krishna Leela, doing Smaran of Krishna Leela, if it comes into our mind. So like this, we should deepen our practice of Krishna consciousness. Quality and quantity, both. The day before yesterday was the appearance day of Sri Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur is to do Manas Seva. Raghunath Das Goswami, our Prayojan Acharya. We are reading about Abhideya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching this process of Abhideya. How we can attain perfection. Sambandha Gyan, Jivara Swarup Hai Krishna Ranitya Das. Now he is giving Abhideya Gyan by teaching Raganuga Bhakti. And then, when we are completely practicing the perfection of devotional service in our spiritual body, that is Prayojan, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. So Prayojan Acharya, Raghunath Das Goswami, he also used to do Manas Seva. So we can meditate on these two examples for the next few minutes, because day before yesterday was the appearance of Sri Narottam Das Thakur. So Raghunath Das Goswami, we have discussed this, his sadhana, you see. So who is Raghunath Das Goswami? In Gaura Leela, he is Swarupera Raghunath. But in Krishna Leela, he is Rati Manjari. He's Rati Manjari. He's a beautiful Manjari serving Radha and Krishna in the forests of Vrindavan. So in his Sadhaka Deha, in Gaur Leela, he is showing us, because he's Acharya. So Acharya, he's teaching by example, he's showing us Sadhana Bhakti, both Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. Both are Sadhana Bhakti. So Raghunath Das Goswami, all the Goswamis, they are teaching us. Sankhya Purvaka Namagan Matibhi Kalavasani Kritau Nidrahara Viharaka Divijatau Chatyanta Dinau Chayau Radha Krishna Guna Smriter Madhurima Nande Namattalikau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghuyugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau. That they were always Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananapidhi. Nam chanting, Gan chanting different prayers from the scriptures, and Napidhi offering obeisances. Sankhya Purvaka, they used to keep a count. And Nidra Ahar Vihar Vijatav, they had conquered eating, sleeping, recreation completely. And Radha Krishna Guna Smriter Madhuri Mada, sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna they used to meditate on. Nandena Sammohitav, and they would get completely enamored. Mohitav, completely captivated by entering mentally into the leelas of Radha and Krishna. I offer my obeisances to such six Goswamis of Vrindavan, headed by Rupa Sanatan Das Raghunath. So Raghunath Das Goswami's sadhana was like the lines in stone. We have heard this at least 1 lakh names every day of Krishna. He used to chant on his Japamala. 1,000 obeisances to Krishna, 2,000 obeisances to the devotees of Krishna, 3 hours of Chaitanya Charitamrit, Gaur Leela class every day on the banks of Radha Kund, 3 times taking a holy bath in Radha Kund, and then he would sit and do Manas Seva, Raghunath Das Goswami. So it is described at once, and Raghunath Das Goswami was so detached. For 22 and a half hours he would do this sadhana, chanting, writing books, reading Rupa Sanatan Goswami's books, giving lecture on Gaur Leela, offering obeisances, chanting beautiful verses from the scriptures. 22 and a half hours he would spend like this. And every third day he would drink some buttermilk. That's all. and he would hardly take rest for 1-1.5 hours. That also, when he was resting, he would either have dreams about Krishna or Krishna's devotees. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj coming in the dream of Raghunath Das Goswami and telling him, we are living here as trees near Shyamkund, please don't cut us down as you excavate Shyamkund. Like Giriraj coming in the dream of Raghunath Das Goswami and telling him, this well that you are digging, actually it is my tongue, Jivha. Please build a temple there. So even when Raghunath Das Goswami was sleeping, it was not ordinary sleep like us, where we are snoring and we are in the mode of ignorance. No. Even in sleep, Das Goswami was serving Radha and Krishna. So this was his sadhana. And in his Manas Puja, he was serving, he was making sweet rice for Radha and Krishna. So in his Manas Seva, Raghunath Das Goswami, he took beautiful, you know, sweet milk from the Surabhi cows. He lit a fire and he was boiling that milk. He cooked rice, put some jaggery, some nice spices in that sweet rice. He made wonderful sweet rice, lots of sweet rice for Radha and Krishna. And in his Siddha Swarup as Rati Manjari, he gave that sweet rice to Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari gave it to Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi gave it to Srimati Radharani. And Radharani offered it to Krishna. And then Radha and Krishna enjoyed that sweet rice. And after Radha and Krishna had enjoyed that offering of sweet rice, they gave it to Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi gave it to Rupa Manjari. And Rupa Manjari gave it back to Raghunath Das Goswami, who is Rati Manjari. And Rupa Manjari said, please honor this Mahaprasad. So Rati Manjari took some sweet rice, which was Mahaprasad of Radha and Krishna. And Rupa Manjari said, take more, take more, take more. Lalita Sakhi said, take more. Lalita Sakhi is Swarup Damodar Goswami, the caretaker and the mentor of Raghunath Das Goswami in Neelachal. So Lalita Sakhi, who is Swarup Damodar, gives all that sweet rice to Rupa Manjari, to Rati Manjari, who is Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami took some. And Lalita Sakhi says, take more, take more. And poor little Rati Manjari is in ecstasy. Ecstasy drinking the Mahaprasad of Radha and Krishna. And after drinking all of it, his meditation as Raghunath Das Goswami breaks. And he's feeling very sick. He's feeling indigestion. His tummy is bloating. He's getting cramps. Because of too much sweet rice. And it is evening time. And he has still not come out of his bhajan kutir, the way which Sanatan Goswami had built for him. He's still not able to come out of the bhajan kutir. And it's evening time. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has come. Narottam Das Thakur has come. Loknath Goswami has come, Bhugarbha Goswami has come, all the Vrajvasis have come, all the great devotees have come, like they do every evening to hear Harikatha, Gaur Katha, to hear Gaur Harikatha from Raghunath Das Goswami. But Raghunath Das Goswami has not come out of his bhajan kutis. So Dasji goes, his personal servant is called Dasji. He goes, he knocks, he opens the door, and he sees Raghunath Das Goswami lying on the floor, having cramps. So he goes inside, says, what happened? And Raghunath Das Goswami says, I don't know, my tummy is hurting. So Dasji goes out and he sends a message to Mathura, because Sanatan Goswami is in Mathura. He's living at the house of Vithalnathji, who is the son of Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya is the acharya of the Rudra Sampradaya, the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. So Vallabhacharya, Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama, Pushti Marg. Vallabhacharya is the Acharya of another Sampradaya. And his son, Vithalnathji, a very dear friend of Sanatana Goswami. So Vallabhacharya was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vallabhacharya's son, Vithalnath, was a friend of Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami was in Mathura, in the house of Vithalnath. And the news was sent by Raghunadas Goswami's servant, Dasji, to Mathura, to Sanatan Goswami, that Sanatan Goswami ji, Raghunadas Goswami is not feeling well, his tummy is hurting. Sanatan Goswami tells Vithal Nath ji, and Vithal Nath ji arranges for two very good vaidyas from Mathura to immediately rush to Radhakund to take care of Raghunadas Goswami. And the vaidyas go, they check the nadi of Raghunadas Goswami. And all the devotees have assembled, eager to know what has happened to Raghunadas Goswami. And the vaidya says, oh, his tummy is hurting, he has got indigestion because of excessive consumption of sweet rice. Now, Dasji and all the devotees who are so attached to Raghunadas Goswami, they thought this is a great apradh, great offense. What an accusation. You're saying that Raghunadas Goswami has drunk too much sweet rice. Do you know who Raghunadas Goswami is? Do you know what his daily schedule is? Every 3 days, he takes little buttermilk that is contained in one leaf cup. A cup made from one single leaf, small. Hardly 100 ml. Buttermilk he drinks, not every day. Every 3 days. And you are saying that he drank excessive sweet rice. He has not had any sweet rice for a long time. For many years, his renunciation is exemplary. Your diagnosis is wrong. The devotees told the vaidyas, your diagnosis is wrong. It cannot be sweet rice. He only has buttermilk every 3 days. That also a little bit. You're saying sweet rice, which is opulent, and that also excessive. Yukta ahar viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta sapnava bodhasya, yoga bhavati dukkha. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jivha vegam, udaropastha vegam, etan vegan, yo vishaye eta dhira, sarvam apimam, prithivimsa shishya. First verse of Upadeshamrit. Rupa Goswami says that our tongue has to be controlled. Only then we can become guru. All the six urges have to be controlled. Raghunadas Goswami is Jagat Guru. He's writing literature which will illuminate the whole world. He's the Acharya. He's the Prayojan Acharya for the whole world. He's exemplary. How can his Jivha be uncontrolled? You are saying excessive sweet rice. That is offensive. Your diagnosis is wrong. You need to revise your diagnosis. Please examine him properly again. And Raghunadas Goswami tells all the devotees, no, 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 no. The vaidyas are right. Their diagnosis is correct. And then Raghunadas Goswami, very humbly, he didn't want to share this with anybody, but now that, to save the vaidyas, out of mercy, he reveals the truth, what happened, how he made sweet rice, and how Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is Lalita Sakhi, offered him all the Mahaprasad of Radha and Krishna. And in ecstasy, he could not stop eating the sweet rice and he got indigestion. So this is the power of Manas Seva. Manas Seva is real. It is happening on the plane of the mind. And mind is also one of the energies of Krishna. Bhumi rapo nalo vayur kham mano buddhi revacha ahankar ityam me bhinda prakriti ashtada. Kham mano buddhi revacha. Mind is also Krishna's energy. We're using Krishna's energy in serving Krishna. It is very real. It's on a subtle plane. So in this way, Raghunadas Goswami is teaching us how to do Manasa Seva. Similarly, Devi Forest of Appearance Day of Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur also, he had a vision one day while he was doing Manasa Seva. And who is Narottam Das Thakur in Krishna Leela? He is Champak Manjari. And as he was doing Manasa Seva at Govardhan one day in Vraja, Champak Lata Manjari appeared to him. And Srimati Radharani appeared to him. And Srimati Radharani took Champak Manjari to Champak Lata Sakhi. Champak Lata Sakhi is one of the eight main Sakhis of Radha and Krishna. Ashta Sakhis, one of the Ashta Sakhis. Champak Lata Devi. So Radharani took Raghunath Das Goswami, who is Champak Manjari in his Siddha Swarup, to Champak Lata Sakhi and told that you should learn how to boil the milk, how to make preparations, sweets from milk from Champak Lata Sakhi. She does a very good job, perfect job. You should learn from her and assist her. And then Srimati Radharani disappears. And Champak Lata Devi also disappears. And Narottam Das Thakur's meditation breaks. Oh, I had this vision. I had this spiritual vision, this purti. I must confirm this with my Guru Maharaj. So Narottam Das Thakur goes running to Loknath Goswami. And he falls at the feet of Loknath Goswami and reveals this vision that he had to Loknath Goswami. And Loknath Goswami, although very old and frail, he somehow gets up and he embraces his disciple, Narottam Das Thakur. And with tears of love, he bathes Narottam Das Thakur, touches him with great love and says, "You are so fortunate, my dear child. You are so fortunate. You are so fortunate. Srimati Radharani herself appeared to you and showed you your Siddha Swarup and gave you your eternal service to the divine couple, Radha Krishna. Please, please, carry on. Go ahead with full enthusiasm. This is the right path." And then every day, Narottam Das Thakur, after finishing his japa, he would sit and he would do Manasi Seva. Serving Krishna with the mind, my dear friends, we should all try to do this. Our mind will become purified. Narottam Das Thakur was in his mind, he was in Goloka Vrindavan, serving Radha and Krishna under the guidance of a Radhatmika devotee, Champak Lata Devi, Champak Lata Sakhi. And Champak Lata Sakhi was teaching him, teaching her, Champak Manjari, who is Narottam Das Thakur, how to boil milk, how to serve Radha and Krishna. And Narottam Das Thakur used to do this service every day with great love. And one day, Narottam Das Thakur was boiling the milk for Radha and Krishna. He was going to make nice sweet rice. And he took some dry pieces of wood, he created a fire, took a big pot of nice milk from the Surabhi cows and started boiling it. And the fire was a little bit too strong and suddenly the milk started boiling over. And Narottam Das Thakur didn't want the milk to just get burnt or boil over, so without thinking twice, with his bare hands, he touched the pot and he picked it up and put it aside. And then he continued making the preparation and serving it and took it to Champak Lata Sakhi, who in turn gave it to Radha and Krishna. And Radha and Krishna enjoyed. And in this way, Narottam Das Thakur served Radha and Krishna under the guidance of Champak Lata Sakhi. But when his Manasi Seva was over and he came out of his meditation, he realized that because he had in a hurry with his bare hands picked up that pot of boiling milk and put it aside, his hands were burnt, they were swollen, there were blisters. And Raghunath Das Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur was in ecstasy to see those blisters and those burns on his hands because they were the result of pure Seva, Manasi Seva, that actually manifested even on the bodily plane, such is the potency of Manasi Seva. And Narottam Das Thakur felt very embarrassed that, "Oh Krishna, how am I going to explain this to all the devotees? They will think that I am so advanced in my Manasi Seva. I am entering the Nikunja Leela of Radha and Krishna. And oh Krishna, you know, it will bring unnecessary attention to me, unnecessary glorification to me." So he took some pieces of cloth and he wrapped up his hands in that pieces of cloth to hide the burn marks. Just see the humility of Narottam Das Thakur, who is demonstrating Raganuga Bhakti to us. Look at his humility. He wants to hide the manifestation of his ecstatic service to Radha and Krishna. He wants to hide. But when he came before Jiva Goswami saw the burn marks, the blisters on his hands, and Jiva Goswami, who is another Mahabhagavat, he immediately understood that his Shiksha disciple, Narottam Das Thakur, how he sustained those burn marks. He immediately understood. because Jiva Goswami himself is a Manjari also in the spiritual world. And he embraced Narottamdas Thakur and congratulated him. You have attained the perfection of life. And Jiva Goswami told everyone the secret of the burns on the hands of Narottamdas Thakur. Narottamdas Thakur himself did not. So this is the beauty. This is the beauty of bhakti. This is the beauty of manas seva. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has come to give. Srila Prabhupada gave us everything. From basic philosophy to some advanced philosophy to very, very advanced philosophy also. Srila Prabhupada has given us the basic philosophy, Ishopanishad, Bhagavad Gita, which is very, very necessary, foundational. Srila Prabhupada has given us more advanced scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. He has given us so many Vaishnava bhajans. And Srila Prabhupada has given us very, very exalted topics also. He has given us Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially the Antya Leela. He has given us Krishna book in which he describes in detail the Rasa Panchadhyaya, the five chapters describing the Rasa Leela. Srila Prabhupada gave us translation and purport to the Shikshashtakam, where there are very advanced verses like verse number 6, 7 and 8 of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtakam. Ashlishyava Padartam Pinashtuam, that verse is there. Then Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahirame. Then Nayanam Galadashru Dharaya, all those verses are there, 7, 8 and 9. They describe the higher levels of bhakti, very high levels of bhakti. Srila Prabhupada gave us Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadeshamrit. So very, very exalted topics. This Raya Ramanand Samvad in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very, very exalted topics are discussed. Highest topics are discussed in this. So Srila Prabhupada gave us from basic to medium to very, very advanced. Prabhupada came to give us Raganuga Bhakti. But he gave it in a systematic way so we can progress. So all of you are very sincere devotees. You are chanting nicely. You are hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam every day. You are joining the Japa conference, chanting your Japa every day. So I thought it was appropriate to discuss these things on this conference call. These were some of the things that I wanted to share on these very important verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thank you very much for your patient listening. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanavatanam.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Amazing class. I don't know. It was so beautiful. When you were speaking about serving in the mind, it was so beautiful, the examples that you gave, very, very wonderful. And also I liked one thing that you said in the beginning, when you're doing your Vaidya Bhakti very nicely and when you're sincerely doing your sadhana, Guru awards us with Raganuga Bhakti, so beautiful. And that is very, very crucial, critical. Thank you for the very wonderful session, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prithivila Sin Mataji. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Agvai Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for a very, very enlightening class. I was just, interestingly enough, right as you were explaining everything about doing manasa puja, and I was thinking at that time, how, you know, is that not sahiyaji somehow? Sahiyajism, or whatever you call it. And right after I was thinking that thought, you answered the question that it's, you know, authorized. So that was, thank you very much. I have a question, and it was kind of answered, I think, a little bit, but I'm not sure if it a couple days ago. But so as Raganuga Bhaktas, we are always following in the footsteps of a Ragatmika Bhakta. Yes? one part of the question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. And the other question. So, if we're always just following the Ragatmaka Bhaktas have a personal relationship with Krishna. So, as Ragandoka Bhaktas, do we also have a personal relationship with Krishna? And how does that look as being a Ragandoka Bhakta?
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. So, every sampradaya has their own method of serving the Supreme Lord. In our sampradaya, specifically, which is the Gaudiya sampradaya, coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our mood is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself as Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudas. So what this means is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita. So our method is to serve Krishna in Vrindavan, following in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan. This is what our acharyas have come to give us, the Manjari Bhav. Because if you see, all our acharyas, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Loknath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, all these acharyas, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they are all manjaris in the spiritual world. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Nayana Manjari. His name is Nayana Manjari. So all our acharyas, they are manjaris. The entire parampara, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Kamala Manjari. They are all manjaris. And manjaris are little younger than the gopis, and they assist the gopis, they assist Radha and Krishna in their leela. And the manjaris also have a relationship with Radha and Krishna. They do. And these are very, very exalted, how exactly that relationship unfolds and manifests. These are very elevated topics. But certain things can be discussed. For example, Govinda Leelamrit by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, our author of Chaitanya Charitamrit, he wrote a book called Govinda Leelamrit, which describes the Ashtakaliya Leela of Radha and Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, which eternally goes on. The day is divided into 8 time periods, and Radha and Krishna do different pastimes in those 8 time periods. So the manjaris are engaged in facilitating the union, the interaction under the guidance of Vrinda Devi between Radha and Krishna. And during these interactions, the manjaris also have interactions with Radha and Krishna. Just like our Raghunath Das Goswami, that Radharani and Narottam Das Thakur. Radharani herself took Narottam Das Thakur to Champak Lata Sakhi. Then Radharani herself gave the Mahaprasad of her own Mahaprasad and the Mahaprasad of Krishna, sweet rice, through Lalita Sakhi to Raghunath Das Goswami, who is Rati Manjari. So like that, there are interactions, and then there are certain confidential pastimes where the gopis are also not allowed, because these are very intimate pastimes between Radha and Krishna, and gopis are of the around the same age as Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani doesn't feel comfortable with the gopis around. But the manjaris, being younger, they are more innocent. So the manjaris are allowed, and the gopis will send them that you go, you do this service, and the manjaris go and do that. So manjaris are actually, some acharyas say, they are more intimate servants of Radha and Krishna than the gopis. And our acharyas, our sampradaya, every acharya is a manjari in our sampradaya. So it's very, very exalted. We always give that example, that just like a tulsi plant, there is a tulsi branches, there are tulsi leaves, and there are tulsi manjaris. When the wind of Krishna Leela blows, the branches and the stem move little bit, the leaves move little bit more, But the Manjaris, being at the very top, they move the maximum. So similarly, when the wind of Krishna Lila blows, Krishna enjoys a lot. The gopis headed by Srimati Radharani enjoy more than Krishna. That is how Krishna has designed the spiritual world. Krishna is transcendentally selfless. He enjoys, he's the enjoyer. But because the gopis have made his enjoyment their enjoyment, when he enjoys, the gopis experience even more enjoyment than Krishna. They are like the leaves. They shake more than the branches of the tulsi plant. Because the manjaris have made the happiness of the gopis their happiness, and the gopis in turn have made happiness of Krishna their happiness, because the manjaris are dasanudas, servant of the servants, when they see that the leelas of the gopis and the Krishna are being facilitated very nicely, when they see their union, when they see their enjoyment, the manjaris experience enjoyment far greater than that of the gopis also. So therefore some acharyas say that the position of a manjari is the highest attainment for any sadhaka. Am I speaking in the right direction, Mataji? Is this...
Oh, you are perfect direction. Thank you so much. I was a little bit hesitant to ask the question again because I had already asked it, but you have given me a wonderful answer, and I understand now, and I love the example of the tulsi plant. So thank you so much. It was wonderful. It was perfect. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada, Dhanat Pranam, and glorious to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. It's a very nice session, Prabhu. Prabhuji, you were talking about the Manasa Seva. Yes, I have one question, Prabhu.
Yes, Mataji. Anjana Gopika Mataji, no?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yes,
Prabhuji. Yes, I never practiced the Manasa Seva, Prabhu, but I'm thinking as how is it okay to think, because sometimes our mind is very crazy. It's better to think in that way, but it's not supposed to be in Sahajya's way. Prabhuji, even our Vaidhi Bhakti, we are not performing very nicely, and then so many lost fingers, and after is there. And then even though you practice Manasa Seva, you were telling even if we practice Manasa Seva, it's not our identity, we don't know right now, but whichever pastime we are interested in, this pastime we can just, as we are surveyed, you were telling that. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Whichever pastime is dear to you, you can meditate on that, and you can do manas seva. I know you are practicing your Vaidya Bhakti very nicely, Mataji. You are very sincere. But a sincere devotee always feels that I am not sincere. So yes, Mataji. So whatever leela you feel attracted to, we should think about it. Smaran. We should remember Krishna. So how can we remember Krishna? By remembering Krishna's leelas. So there is nothing wrong in that. You always remember Krishna leela. Slowly, slowly you see how beautiful those Krishna leelas are. Let it manifest in your mind. Whatever you have read in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrit, whatever you have heard from Guru Gan, let that unfold in your mind. That way you are absorbed. And slowly, slowly, Guru Gauranga will inspire you. It's a process, Mataji. So, is that okay?
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. That's why I was a little afraid, because, but it is completely authoritative. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
You take us in that Leela, Prabhuji. Still, we are not qualified. Prabhuji, that Mansi Seva. Prabhuji, can I ask one question?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, you explained about Narottam Das. Goswami is a Champakshita Sakhi. So all the six Goswami are Manjaris. Can you please explain that name, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji. All our acharyas. They are Manjaris. Manjaris are young assistants of the gopis in Golok Vrindavan. And all our acharyas, Rupa Manjari, Sanatan Goswami is Lavanga Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami is Rati Manjari. Raghunath Das Goswami has three names, Rati Manjari, Rasa Manjari, and Bhanumati Manjari. So like that, all our acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, they are all serving Krishna in Madhurya Ras. All of them are Manjaris, Mataji. And it is this Manjari Bhav that they are giving us. And if someone naturally feels attracted to some other rasa, like Vatsalya Ras, someone may feel very inspired by Mother Yashoda and may want to serve Krishna in the Vatsalya Bhav. There was one Mataji, Srila Prabhupada's disciple. Her name, I think, was Ratna Ranjani Mataji. Her biography is entitled Simple for the Simple. I read it many years ago, Mataji. I don't have that book anymore. The book is called Simple for the Simple. Ratna Ranjani Mataji, Prabhupada's disciple, she had brain tumor and she passed away. And that book chronicles her life. Very simple disciple of Srila Prabhupada, you know, followed the Vaidhi Marg that Srila Prabhupada gave, very sincere, fixed up. But when she had cancer, brain cancer, she was leaving her body, and that book documents how she left her body and how she was absorbed. She was surrounded by Krishna Naam, Krishna Katha, Krishna Bhaktas, and how towards the end she had full revelation of what her Siddha Swarup is in the spiritual world, what her eternal service is to Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Everything was revealed to her by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And her husband was telling her, you think of Srimati Radharani, think of Srimati Radharani. And she was saying, I cannot. And then he was asking, why? And she said, because I'm a servant of Yashodamai. I have to help Yashodamai cook for Krishna, pack his lunch. He is about to leave with the cows. So there is Ashtakaliya Leela in different sections of the day. Krishna does different leelas. Sometimes he is doing Gocharan leela. Sometimes he is doing Rasa leela. So Krishna has different leelas. Every day he does in Golok Vrindavan, eternally. Very beautiful. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes Govinda Leelamrit. We should read Govinda Leelamrit first. Gauranga Leelamrit. We should read the Ashtakaliya Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu first. Personally, I don't meditate on Krishna, Radha and Krishna Ashtakaliya Leela. I have never done that till today. But I meditate on Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Ashtakaliya Leela. And that is the recommendation of our acharyas, that we should first read Gauranga Leelamrit. Dasharath Sut Prabhu from Alachua, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, he has translated very beautiful. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written very beautiful verses. 9 verses describing the activities of Gauranga Mahaprabhu eternally in Navadvip Dham in Golok Vrindavan. What he does during the 8 different periods of the day. So those leelas you can meditate on. There is no problem. So What was I saying, Mataji? I'm sorry. So that Mataji, Ratnaranjani Mataji. So she told her husband that, no, my service is to cook under the guidance of Yashodamai for Krishna. I have to pack that box. So then the husband understood that, you know, she is in the Vatsalya Bhav. So some devotees in ISKCON may be in Vatsalya Bhav, some may be in Sakya Bhav. However, all our acharyas, they are manjaris, and they have come to give us pure devotional service, and most of them will be in, most of them will aspire for manjari bhav. These are confidential topics, Mataji. I personally don't like to discuss them in a public forum. But one may question, then how can someone get Vatsalya Bhav when the spiritual master and the whole parampara is, they are great manjaris? Because as we read in this very chapter or previous chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhurya Ras includes all the other four rasas. So Madhurya Ras includes Vatsalya Ras, includes Sakya Ras, includes Dasya, includes Shanta. As they progressively go from Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalaras, Madhuryaras, there is addition of different rasas, but the previous rasas are already there. So Madhuryaras includes Vatsalaras. Therefore, Acharya, the Sampradaya, which is predominantly a Manjari Sampradaya, some devotees may have inclination for Vatsalya, and that will be nourished. That will be nourished. But it cannot be vice versa. It cannot be that the Acharya is in Dasya Bhav and is able to give Madhurya Prem. That cannot happen. For example, Shamananda Pandit in Gaur Leela, his name was Dukhi Krishna Das. He was a disciple of Hriday Chaitanya. Now, Hriday Chaitanya is an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Hriday Chaitanya is a Gopa in the spiritual world. So for further development of Dukhi Krishna Das, he sent Dukhi Krishna Das to Vrindavan to associate with Jiva Goswami, who is a Manjari. And then because Shamananda Prabhu is a Manjari himself, Dukhi Krishna Das is Manjari, he went and Jiva Goswami gave him the name, from Dukhi Krishna Das gave him the name Shamananda, Shamananda Pandit. Radharani herself gave. So that higher development happened under the guidance of a Vrajarasik devotee, Jiva Goswami, who is a Manjari. Because only a Manjari, only someone in Madhurya Prem can give Madhurya Prem. So we are very fortunate, Mataji, that our Sampradaya, our Acharyas, they are giving us everything up to Madhurya Prem, up to Manjari Bhav, which is the highest. So these are very high topics, Mataji. These are like, you know, looking at the destination, which is on a mountain top. And we are at the bottom, at the foothills. We have a long way to go. But sometimes if we look, we feel inspired that yes, there is that palace on top of the mountain where I have to go. So we see that at least the destination is within eyesight. It's far, far away. Maybe multiple lifetimes it will take. But at least I have some aim. I have some goal. I can see the goal. So therefore, these topics can be sometimes discussed on certain forums with certain devotees. So yes, Mataji, this is what I wanted to share with you. Is that helpful?
Hari Bol, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Shri Ram Vrindavan Dham ki jai. You are today exactly explained like Dr. Vishwar Prabhu, when we are working in a Bhaktivedanta hospital, every Monday he is taking class and he takes us in Shri Ram Vrindavan Dham. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. How nicely you explained. Prabhuji, one more request. Can you please sing Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo? Please, Prabhuji, two stanza.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Krishnot Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro Premamritam Bhonidhi Dhira dhira jana priya priya karo nirmatsaro pujito Shri Chaitanya kripa bharo bhuvi bhuvo भारावहन्तारको वन्दे रूप सनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीव गोपालकौ नानाशास्त्र विचारिणैक निपुणौ सद्धर्म संस्थापकौ लोकानां हितकारणौ त्रिभुवने मान्यौ शरण्याकरौ. I'm forgetting the third line, Mataji, of the second stanza.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Dagat Pranam.
Dasosmi. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, do you have time for some more questions?
Hare Krishna. Is this Sita Priti, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, when we say Manas Puja, I just had one query. Is like when we suppose when we go somewhere out and we cannot carry the deities with us. So with respect to that, how can we do the Manas Puja at that time?
Hare Krishna, Sita Priti Madhaji. Very nice question. Actually, in my life, Manas Puja began with this this situation. So I had gone to California. I think it was 6-7 years ago, and at that time I had two Shaligram Shilas, and Gaur Nitai and Jagannath Baldev Subhadra and Gopalji. So I carried Gopalji and Shaligram Shilas with me, but I could not carry Gaur Nitai and Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So I was asking my Shiksha Guru what to do. So he told me two options. He said, either you give your duties to some devotee friend who can serve the devotees while you are away, or when you are in California, although your duties are in Atlanta, Georgia, you just sit down every day after you complete your japa and you mentally serve your duties. So whatever you do for them every day, when you are physically present in front of them, whatever you do that mentally. So I did it for the 4-5 days that I was in California. So that's how it began. It was very purifying, Mataji. It was very purifying. It was very nice. So then I started reading more about this and practicing. So so like that, Mataji. So yes, you can do Manas Puja of your deities if you are traveling. Especially, you know, Gaur Nitai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, because they are big and it is sometimes not possible to carry. So if you cannot carry them, either you can give them to some qualified devotee who is interested in serving them, or you can serve them mentally, Manas Puja. And even if you give them to a devotee to serve, you can still do Manas Puja. You can still do Manas Puja. So, like that, Mataji. Is that okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Prabhuji, one more query is, like, regarding, like, when we say that Vaishnava Aparad, when somebody commits a Vaishnava Aparad, they have to personally go and ask for forgiveness from that devotee. But if, like, according to, if they listen to the lecture of Manas Puja Sati, will they not have a query? Like, if, why not just have, like, Manas, if you just ask for forgiveness from that devotee, will that help? If they have such a query, then how do we deal with that?
Hare Krishna. So when a Vaishnava Aparad is committed, Mataji, if there is really a Vaishnava Aparad involved, you can mentally ask for forgiveness to that devotee, to Guru and Gauranga. That is the first stage. For example, if I offend you, now you are in Texas, I am in Georgia, and I realize that I have offended Mataji. So first step is to mentally beg forgiveness. Sita Priti Mataji, I really have sorrow in my heart that I offended you. I regret that I offended you. And then telling that to Guru and Gauranga also. That I'm very sorry, I have offended this Vaishnavi. And if I have access to you, if I can communicate with you through phone or personally meeting you, depending on the situation, it is better to do it in person. Now, if it is not possible to communicate with you personally, or sometimes we don't know which devotee we might have put into trouble or offended, we may not know their name, or now, you know, we just accidentally meet them in yatra or some sadhu sangha or something, and now we are separated, now we don't know whether we'll meet that devotee or no, we don't have the contact number, then yes, mentally we can beg forgiveness, mentally we can pray for the welfare of that devotee, but as far as possible, if the devotee is still living and we have access to that devotee, then ideally we should beg forgiveness in person, Mataji. We should beg forgiveness in person. Because we have committed the Vaishnava Aparadha in person. So we should beg forgiveness also in person. And we have to also analyze our heart. Are we trying to beg forgiveness mentally? Because our false ego, our pride, is not allowing us to go and say sorry to that devotee. That also, we have to analyze our heart. So, is that helpful, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu, perfect. This the last one which you said, that is what normally happens, that we have that ego, like, or we have that fear that what will they think, and then it does not happen. So, thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for, as always, a wonderful class. My question is is actually asking for repetition, because I just wanted to make sure I understood you properly. When you were describing the fact that the Manjaris, they actually experience greater happiness than even the gopis, the sakis. And what I'm asking is the reason because their association with Radha Krishna is more intimate, you know, due to their innocence, their association is more intimate? Is that the reason? I didn't actually, you know, I think my mind might have wandered when you were explaining what the reason is for that.
The reason, Gaurangi Mataji. Gaurangi,
yes.
Mataji.
Yes. Yes. Gaurangi
Mataji. The reason is because the Manjaris have made their happiness as the happiness of the gopis. And the gopis have made their happiness as the happiness of Krishna. So whatever makes Krishna happy, that makes the gopis happy. And whatever makes the gopis happy, that makes Manjaris happy. So Manjaris are servant of the servant. Because they have that attitude of Dasanu Das, they get Krishna's happiness, plus they get the gopis' happiness. They get the happiness experienced by Krishna, plus the happiness experienced by gopis, is equal to the happiness experienced by the Manjaris. So Manjaris' happiness is greater, because they are servant of the servant. That is spiritual mathematics. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so I guess we're saying it's more because they have the happiness of two parties, just not just one, right? The gopis and of Radha Krishna.
Yes, yes, Mataji.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, actually I did hear that, but I didn't put it together properly. All right, thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Adi Vinaya, please stand up. Have accept my hundred pranam. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful discussion and explanation. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Just communicate as it.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Komadaki Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, then Lord Prama, Varsha Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, is this Shama Gauri Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanur Pranam, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Awesome class.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Very nice class, Prabhu. The way you explained about Manas Puja is really, really heart touching. Thank you so much for detailed explanation. Prabhu, you said you will provide some tips on how to do chanting more focusedly. Can you
Hare Krishna.
Please
explain that. Mataji, can you introduce yourself, Mataji?
Yeah, my name is Aruna Prabhu. Kitada Sundari Mataji introduced me to this group.
Hare Krishna, Aruna Mataji. Dhandavat Pranam. So I can share one, this will take long time, Mataji, but I can share one meditation today, if that is okay.
Yes, Prabhu.
So I will share two, actually, very quickly. So, as we discussed, Mataji, in today's discussion, that the quantity and quality of our bhajan, both are very important. So, chanting is our main bhajan, main spiritual activity is chanting, our japa, very, very important. Everywhere it is emphasized by the Goswamis, by Srila Prabhupada, by our Guru Gan. So, we should try to increase the quantity as well as quality of our japa. See, 16 rounds is the bare minimum. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, if you read Prabhupada Lilamrit, he initially, when he gave his first initiations in US, his instructions were chant 64 rounds. Because 64 is the, 64 was the standard. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Bhagavat. I can share the verses with you, Mataji. It is directly mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Chaitanya Bhagavat is the biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu written by a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu whose name is Vrindavandas Thakur. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, in the Antya Khanda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is invited by some Brahman Vaishnavas for Prasad. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I will only eat from the house of a Lakshyeshwar. And all the devotees, they become very morose and sad because they were very poor, simple people, simple devotees. They didn't have, they were not Lakpati. He said, I will only eat from the house of a Lakpati. So they became very sad that, oh Krishna, now Krishna Chaitanya will not eat from our house because we are not Lakpati. We are ordinary people, poor people. So Mahaprabhu smiled and he explained what he meant. He said, Lakpati, Lakshyeshwar means one who chants 64 rounds of Hare Krishna. 64 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. So in one mantra there are 16 rounds, 16 names. In one mantra, 16 names. In one round, 108 names, 108 mantras. So 108 multiplied by 16, around 1700 something it comes. And then if you do 58 such rounds, it becomes 1 lakh. So if you chant 58 rounds, it is 1 lakh Harinam, because there are 16 names in one mantra. And sometimes, you know, we are inattentive. Sometimes the pronunciation may not be proper. So we add 6 more rounds to that and we say 64. Actually, 58 is 1 lakh. But 64. So 64 was the standard set by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, all my devotees should chant 64 rounds every day. These are the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Bhagavata. I can share this verse on Bhakti Sangha if you want.
Yes, please.
Then, okay, I will. Then all the Goswamis, they would chant minimum 1 to 2 lakh names every day. Means either 64 rounds or 128 rounds. Then all our Acharyas, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Srila Prabhupada, they all chanted 64 rounds. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Gaudiya Math, he would say that minimum is 64 rounds. And Prabhupada also used to chant 64 rounds. Only towards the end, Tamal Krishna Goswami mentions, only towards the end when his health was not good and you know he was translating vigorously for many hours every day. Slowly, slowly, his number of rounds because of his health, it went down. Just like Haridas Thakur also, towards the end, he could not chant 192 rounds. He used to chant 3 lakh names, Haridas Thakur. So towards the end, Prabhupada was chanting minimum 16 rounds. But all his life, he chanted 64 rounds.
And Prabhupada also, his first instruction was when he gave initiations, chant 64 rounds every day. But devotees said, we cannot chant, it will take at least 5 hours to chant 64 rounds. So Prabhupada said, okay, 32. They said, oh, 32 also is too much, we can't do that much. And Prabhupada said, okay, 16, but no less. So that was a compromise that Prabhupada made because the disciples refused to chant 64 rounds. For example, if I like to give this example. If suppose you invite your Guru Maharaj home for prasad, and the Guru Maharaj accepts your invitation, and you ask him, Maharaj, what would you like to eat? And your Guru Maharaj tells you, Mataji, I will have just simple dal, sabji, roti, chawal. 4 items. Roti, rice, dal, lentil basically, and vegetables, sabji. 4 items. Roti, dal, sabji, chawal I will have. And let's change the example. Suppose I invite my Guru Maharaj. Why should I put you on the spot? Suppose I invite my spiritual master home for prasad, and spiritual master says, yes, I will come. Thank you for inviting. I asked, Maharaj, what can I cook for you? Roti, dal, sabji, chawal. I said, no, Maharaj, that is too much. I didn't want you to say that. That's why I changed the example. And suppose I say, no, that is too much. Roti, dal, sabji, chawal, 4 items. No, it will take too many hours to cook that. So Guru Maharaj will say, okay, Baba, just make rice and dal for me. I will still come. And I said, no, that is also too much. Then finally Maharaj will say, Baba, just make rice. I will have plain rice. Okay, I'll have plain rice. I just make it with love, put some ghee on it, I will have plain rice. And then I say, okay, I can make rice, yes. And I invite him and I feed him rice. Maharaj is so merciful, he will still eat just rice. But a real disciple will not just give 1/4 of what the spiritual master asks. Spiritual master asks 64 rounds. Yes, but he will come even if we give 16. He will initiate even if we chant 16 rounds. Even if you make rice, he will come and accept it. But a sincere devotee will make more. He will make dal, or she will make dal. He or she will make sabji also. Will make nice hot rotis also, which fluff up nicely. And hot rotis will serve. Hot sabji, hot dal, nice rice glistening with ghee. That is a real disciple. So if we want to do something with love, we have to do more and better. For example, if your child is very thirsty, and says, Mama, give me 1 cup of water, I'm very thirsty. Will you give just 1 cup? No, you'll give 1 cup, you'll say, take more if you're thirsty. Take 2nd cup, take 3rd cup. As long as you're hungry or thirsty, take more. Because you love, you'll give more. So spiritual masters ask for 16 rounds, minimum 16 rounds you do, I will initiate you. So does that mean we give him just the bare minimum? 16 every day. So 16 is minimum. We cannot make it the routine. Minimum is only in emergencies. You give minimum. So, like that. So, we should give more. We should chant more. And we should chant with better concentration. So, the first is that we should increase our sankhya of japa. How that can be done, I'm happy to discuss that either individually or on another call, another class, we can discuss that. That's another topic in itself, how to increase the sankhya of your japa. But chanting 64 rounds is not difficult. It's not difficult. It takes around 5 hours. And we can make the time. One can chant easily more than 64 also. Even with family, with job, it is possible. And second thing, I'll give you a very nice meditation because Gaur Purnima is coming. We just celebrated Advaita Saptami and Nityananda Trayodashi. So one very sweet meditation I will give, if that's okay, and then we'll end the call. So we have our Japamala, and we have the Pradhan Mani at the top, which we don't chant on, and it has the threads on it. And then there are the 108 beads on our Japamala. And on each bead we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we can think that this Pradhan Mani of the Japamala on which we don't chant is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And this saffron thread
The saffron thread is a saffron cloth because he has taken sannyas to save us, to save the whole world. So this is saffron cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there are 108 devotees who have come to Neelachal, to Jagannath Puri, to be with him during the Rath Yatra. There is Nityananda Prabhu. There is Gadadhar Pandit. There is Srivas Thakur. There is Advaita Gosai. There is Haridas Thakur. There is Maharaj Pratap Rudra. There is Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. There is Swarup Damodar. There is Raya Ramananda. There is Kashishwar Pandit. There is Bhugarbha Goswami, Loknath Goswami. Roop Sanatan are visiting. Then from Shrikhanda, Mukunda has come. Raghunandan has come, Sarang Thakur has come, then other devotees have come, like Murari Gupta has come, Shivananda Sen has come, like all these devotees, Kolavisha Shridhar has come, Vasudev Dutta has come, all these wonderful devotees, 108 devotees have come, and we can think, Narottamas Thakur is there, Raghunandas Goswami is there, Govinda is there, Damodar Pandit is there, and we can think that Abhiram Thakur is there, Raghav Pandit is there, all these great devotees are there, Narasimhananda Brahmachari is there, and we can think that even our Guru Maharaj is there, Prabhupada is there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is there. Because see how in Kheturi festival, when Narottamdas Thakur celebrated the first Gaur Purnima, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, although they had disappeared, they manifested, they came, and they danced with the devotees. Everybody could see them. So Krishna and his associates, his parshads, are not limited by time and space. So we can meditate that they have come, our Guru Maharaj is there, our Param Guru Srila Prabhupada is there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is there. They are all dancing around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what are they dancing? They are dancing to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So you are touching the lotus feet. When you touch each mani, each tulsi bead of your mala, you're touching the lotus feet of all these great devotees that we described. All the six Goswamis, all our Acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has come, Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj is there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, everybody is there. They're touching their lotus feet. Roop Sanatan, Das Raghunath, they're touching their lotus feet as they're chanting. For each of them, we are facilitating their dancing, their Sankirtan with Mahaprabhu, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They are all dancing around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we are getting the fortune of touching their lotus feet and chanting for them. And they are dancing to the chanting. In this way, we can chant all our rounds. Such a beautiful meditation. Such a beautiful meditation. And then all this Leela happens under the cover of Yoga Maya. Is it not? All these Leelas happen under the cover of internal potency of Krishna, Yoga Maya. And Yoga Maya is Purnamasi. She is our bead bag. So we can meditate like this, that this bead bag is the cover of Yoga Maya. Bhagwan Apita Ratri Sharadottula Mallika Viksharantum Manach Chakra Yoga Maya Pashrita. First verse of the chapter of Rasleela. So under the cover of this bead bag, which is Yoga Maya, this beautiful Leela is taking place where Mahaprabhu is dancing in Jagannath Puri in front of Jagannath Balde Subhadra's Rath. This thread on the Pradhan Mani is a saffron cloth. Nityananda Prabhu is there, Advaita Acharya is there, Haridas Thakur is there. They are all chanting and dancing. And I am touching their lotus feet and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I am also participating in this Nam Sankirtan with them. All of them, 108 and more. Multiple devotees, and we can chant like that, Mataji. It is so nourishing. Personally, I am doing this. So I wanted to share this with all of you. So like this, our chanting becomes not mechanical, but it becomes very deep, very nourishing. And then we cannot chant at 16. Then when we finish 16 rounds, from the Sakshimala, we pull down one bead, 16. Then we chant another 16. Then we pull out the second mani, because there are 16 here and 4 here. Second pull down means 32. Then we chant another 16. We pull down one more. That's 48. And we chant another 16. And that's one more down. That's 64. And then if we have time, we can chant more. So it is possible to chant 64 rounds. I personally started on Sharad Purnima, the first day of Kartik last year. And I couldn't stop after that. So I'm sharing this just to inspire all of you. It is very, very easy, by the mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnavas, to chant 64 rounds. And we should at least try to increase. 20 rounds, 25 rounds. First, I started with 18, then 20, then 25, then 32. Then I got inspired by Bhakti Tirth Maharaj. He used to chant 40. So I came to 40. And then from there, 64. So, and then when you promise devotees I will chant, then it becomes 65, 66, 67. So like that. So Krishna keeps empowering, but we should have strong desire. Laulyam. We should have strong desire, and Guru Gauranga, mercy of all the Vaishnavas like you, they inspire us, they empower us, and our spiritual life takes off. So this was one meditation I wanted to share, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very, very wonderful.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for sharing and inspiring us. Prabhuji, I have a small question. When you said you start chanting 4 o'clock, that time I was thinking to ask this question. Do you do your Sansarada prayers and after that you start, or after you finish your round, you do your prayers, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. So Mataji, I start chanting around 3:30, quarter to 4. And for me, it takes around 1 hour, 10 minutes to do 16 rounds. So in less than 5 hours, I can finish 64. I chant little fast. I do upamshu japa, means I don't use my vocal cords. I chant with my lips and tongue. The mantra remains in my mouth. I can hear it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So during inspiration and expiration, I keep chanting. And so I chant straight till around 6:15, because Brahma Murta is usually from 5:45 to 6:40, like that. Brahma Murta. I have an app called GCal. G like Gopal, C-A-L like calculator. GCal. It's a GCal free app. You can activate the location services. So it will, based on your location, it will give you the Vaishnava calendar. So this GCal gives us the 3 timings every day for doing Gayatri Mantra also. The 3 Sandhyas timings it gives. I'm not Brahmin initiated, but those who are, they can use it. And it also gives Brahma Murta time every day. So, Srimad Guru Rashtakam Ducha Brahme Muhurte Pathati Prayatnat Yastena Vrindavananatha Sakshat Sevaiva Labhya Janaswanteva. Chakravarti Pad mentions in this Guru Ashtakam, Samsaradava, 9th verse, that Srimad Guru Rashtakam Ducha, one who chants Guru Ashtakam, Brahme Muhurte Pathati Prayatna, every day during Brahma Murta. So, we can chant it at 4:30 also, no problem. But on this GCal app, I get to know what the Brahma Murta is. So personally, for me, I chanted between 5:45 and 6:30. I interrupt my japa, I stand before Krishna, and I just chant. I chant my Guru Maharaj's Pranam Mantra, and I said, Samsara Dava, Nalalida Loka, Tranaya Karunya Ghana, Ghanatvam Praptasya Kalyana, Gunarnavasya, Vande Guru, Shri Charanaravindam. In 2 minutes, I chant the Guru Ashtakam, and then I continue my chanting until 6:45. Then 6:45, I have to leave the house every day. And then remaining japa, I do in the lunch break or when I come back in the evening. So around 48 rounds, I'm able to finish in the morning before I leave the house.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for sharing. I was just thinking, because you don't do the polarity, just you recite the
Just chant, Madhari. Yeah. Ideally, we should offer the full arti with the, dhoop, deep bell, everything, incense. But I just chant it, Mataji. I just chant it. Well, I want to chant more rounds. deity worship I do in the either in the morning before going sometimes, or I do it in the evening, the puja. But morning I try to finish as much, because see, Mataji, puja I can do when my kids have woken up. When my kids are playing, I can do puja, no problem. They can also see. But japa is something that I have to do when I'm alone. Once the kids wake up, I cannot do japa. So therefore, I try to finish my japa by 6:45. And when I'm, not working and there is no phone call at night, I get undisturbed sleep in my off week. I wake up even a little earlier so I can finish it before the kids wake up, all the 64 rounds, 4.5 hours straight. And then I'm free the whole day. Then I can do puja with them. I can chant ashtakams with them. I can play with them.
I can, you know, do the grocery shopping when my wife orders. Nobody's disturbed. They don't see a japamala in my hand. I try, at least. So like that, Madhuri. The key is to wake up early and chant efficiently. It is okay to chant 16 rounds in 2 hours. So many devotees do it. Perfectly fine. I personally prefer to chant little fast so that I can chant more rounds. The timing is not important. The quantity is not important. You know, chanting nicely, attentively is important. But if you can chant attentively and fast and more sankhya, why not? Like they say that slow and steady wins the race. But, you know, fast and steady is, isn't it better? if you can be fast and steady, so like that. So that is just one way of thinking about it. So that's why I chant fast, Mataji. Many devotees chant. Ayendra Prabhu used to chant 16 to 18 rounds in 1 hour. He would chant 116 rounds every day. Plus he would do Sankirtan. Plus he would worship his 3,000 Shaligram Shilas for 4 hours every day. And he would dress Radha Shyam Sundar every Saturday and Sunday. And he would give classes. And he would read. So that is Mahabhagwat, Ayendra Prabhu. So if not 2 lakh, at least we should try for 1 lakh. Ayendra Prabhu used to do 116 rounds because I said 58 is 1 lakh. So 58 times 2, 116. So he used to do like that. And Rup Sanatan Goswami, they used to do 128 rounds. Haridas Thakur, 192 rounds. So like that. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur chanted 192 rounds for 9 years in Navadvip before he started preaching. They are the high standards of our parampara, of our sampradaya. Prabhupada, what a Brajarasik Vaishnava he was, completely absorbed in the Radhamodar temple. Mahabhagwat, self-realized, before he started preaching. Such austerity, such intense bhajan he did before preaching. That's why he has the shakti, that even though he has disappeared 50, how many years ago now, so many, you know, decades have passed, but his family, his movement, his institution is expanding and growing like anything. Madhavi, whatever we are doing, the shakti is coming from Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada is able to give us this shakti because he's a Mahabhagwat who came from a spiritual world. He's not a conditioned soul. Came from a spiritual world. He's giving us Vraja Bhakti, giving us this pure devotional service, and he's empowering all of us. If we just show some sincerity, Krishna will empower us. Krishna will empower us, certainly. Guru and Gauranga will empower us. Hare Krishna.
Big Haribol, thank you so much for sharing so much nice tips, and all glories to your class today. Such an inspiration, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thanks a million.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you,
Mataji. I know the time is running, again, I'll put up the same point that, you know, I have always put up in your previous classes. First of all, thank you so much. It was really inspiring and enthusing class. But again, can you share something, maybe not today, maybe, you know, one-to-one when I can personally call you or in some other class, like how to chant fast. You know, last time you shared that you did the rounds in 1 hour and 15 minutes, you complete all 16 rounds. And I shared that it takes me more than 2 hours. So 5 hours means only 32 rounds. And by the time, you know, I feel so exhausted. So how to chant fast, really? Because when I chant fast, I just can't concentrate on the hearing part, which is, again, you know, our Acharya says is important. So how to do that? And secondly, you know, like you said, that sankhya should be more. So even that past time, remembers me, you know, like there was one devotee who was telling Srila Prabhupada that I want to chant 64 rounds, and Prabhupada said, chant 16. And then he said, no, I want to chant 64. And then Prabhupada, without saying anything, he left. And later to his disciples, he was telling that this person cannot follow the order of the spiritual master, what will he achieve after chanting 64 rounds? So isn't it a contradicting, or maybe my contaminated mind is not properly understanding the situation? And of course, like how to chant really fast with proper hearing.
Hare Krishna. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, no?
Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. So several things, Mataji, brought up several points. So first is, yes, there are instances like this, like you mentioned, like even
Param Pujya Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, he was chanting 32 rounds in the early days. And Srila Prabhupada told him that, you know, you have to manage this full Mayapur project, you have to manifest the Adbhut temple, you have to preach, you have to do so many services. Even if you chant 16 rounds, that is enough. If you chant 32 rounds, then who will preach? So yes, Srila Prabhupada said like this, but then if you read Prabhupada Lilamrit also, Prabhupada's direct instructions were 64 rounds. And because disciples said no, he brought it down to 16. Then, there is one conversation with Loknath Maharaj, Srila Loknath Maharaj, where Maharaj was asking Prabhupada, you know, can we chant more rounds, 64 rounds? Prabhupada said, yes, why 64? In Vrindavan, there are devotees who chant 2 lakh. Why you want to chant only 1 lakh? You know, you should chant more. So that conversation is there. I think it happened in Bombay. But the biggest evidence is Prabhupada Lilamrit. It is the authorized biography of Prabhupada. There Prabhupada directly instructs. But the truth is, the minimum standard is 16. The minimum standard will always remain 16 because Srila Prabhupada has said that. Yeah, Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles. And that is the ISKCON standard. That is the standard for all time to come. There is no doubt about it. What I am trying to say is, a sincere devotee may want to increase the sankhya and also the quality of japa. Now, there are so many devotees I know, Mataji, who chant 16 rounds in 2 hours, just like you. Very, very advanced devotees. And that is wonderful. That is wonderful. So, you know, for example, all the 3 methods are bona fide. Chanting vachik, where you chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is bona fide. Chanting upamshu within the mouth without using vocal cords, using just your lips and tongue, is also bona fide. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. And chanting manasik, without moving your lips and tongue, just with your mind, that is also very powerful. Although that is for a very advanced stage, I personally don't do it. I cannot do it. I have tried. So I have never chanted even 1 round of manasik japa. I cannot. The mind has to be purified for that. But upamshu we can do. Chanting within the mouth, because it increases the efficiency, your throat doesn't hurt. So after chanting vachik, even after 16 rounds, the throat becomes, you start coughing, throat becomes sore. So Haridas Thakur, being our Namacharya, he has taught us. He used to chant 192 rounds. 64 rounds, Haridas Thakur used to chant vachik, loudly, like you chant. 64 rounds, Haridas Thakur would chant upamshu. And 64 rounds, he would chant manasik. So that's how in 15 hours, roughly, Haridas Thakur would finish this 192 rounds. And then remaining time he had for preaching, for going on Nagar Sankirtan with Nityananda Prabhu, for dancing in Rath Yatra, that's how he used to do. So it's not like Haridas Thakur used to chant for 24 hours, his japa. Of course, he would chant 24 hours, but japa plus kirtan plus preaching, everything. So that is one thing, Mataji, that 16 is the standard. I will say it 3 times. I don't want any controversy. Chanting minimum 16 rounds is the standard, is the standard, is the standard. This is what Srila Prabhupada taught us. However, one may want to increase the quantity. And 64 is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. 64 is what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur preached. 64 is what all our acharyas did minimum. And 64 is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself directly says in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Now, regarding Srila Prabhupada telling that devotee that, you know, chant 16, these are personal instructions and they depend on time, place and circumstance and to which devotee Prabhupada is telling. So that, because Prabhupada knows that devotee, we don't know who that devotee was, what his level of advancement was. There is another example. One devotee said, Prabhupada, I want to chant 192 rounds in Mayapur. And he gave up his services and he went to Mayapur against the instruction of Srila Prabhupada and he started chanting 192 rounds. And Prabhupada told that he will fall down because he is simply imitating Haridas Thakur. And sure enough, Prabhupada was driving an ambassador from Navadvip to Calcutta. And they waited at a stop, gas station in Calcutta. And this disciple was filling petrol there. He had given up his bhajan. He had come to Calcutta. He was enjoying breaking regulative principles. And to earn money, he was working at a gas station. Prabhupada saw with his own eyes. This story is there. So, yes, we have to do it, with the permission and inspiration of our Guru Gan. And all our Guru Gan, they will encourage us
to chant 64 as long as we are doing our responsibilities properly. We have to do our responsibilities properly, taking care of our children, taking care of our spouse, taking care of our job. All these responsibilities we have to do nicely. We cannot compromise on them. Yet, if we have the inspiration, we can cut down on other frivolous things that we waste time on, like checking Facebook, looking at the news. We can, if we are sleeping for, 7 hours, 8 hours, we can cut it down to 6 hours. And we can find time to do our japa. It is possible, Mataji. Even with a full-time job, with children, it is possible. And how to chant fast? In my personal example, Mataji, when I developed this desire to chant 64, I prayed to Guru Maharaj and Haridas Thakur. I remember, specifically prayed to Haridas Thakur. Please, please empower me. I cannot do it. I prayed to Srila Prabhupada, prayed to Guru Maharaj, please empower me. And somehow, it happened. It happened, and it's been 4 months now. So I thought I'll share with all of you, just to inspire all of you, because I don't have any other motive, honestly. I'll feel very happy if the quality and quantity is increased. Srila Prabhupada will be happy. We have to take complete shelter of Holy Name, Mataji. We have nothing other than the Holy Name. We have to take complete shelter of the Holy Name. Kuch nahi apne paas. We have nothing else other than the Holy Name. So taking shelter means chanting more, with good quality and more quantity. That is the meaning of taking shelter of the Holy Name. If we are taking shelter of the Holy Name, but we are not increasing our sankhya, we are not increasing our quality of our bhajan, then what shelter are we taking? Taking shelter means to improve the quality and quantity of our japa. That is the meaning of taking shelter. I don't have any other activity. No other activity matters. This, I have to wake up at 3:15. So that's the day I can start chanting. I have to. This is priority. And then in my personal life, I can tell, Mataji, it is very, very helpful. I cannot express it. It is the life and soul of bhakti. Yajna naam japa yajyosmi, this japa that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhupada, for sharing. That your ecstatic voice can show that how ecstatic you feel when you chant more. But thank you so much, Prabhu. I really appreciate that you are sharing this just to, infuse us and inspire us. And just beg at your lotus feet to please pray for me so that, I can also chant a little faster and, of course, with full sincerity and with full hearing. So thank you once again, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'll pray.
Hare Krishna. I just one thing to say. Even His Holiness said, like Swami Maharaj, he said, in the class standing and the sharing, Maharaj said, 4:30 to 5:30 means walk for one round. He always chants very fast, and then, it is very helpful when we chant very fast, because there's so many things, other thinking will come, and also, my little experience long time back. So, when I used to chant morning my rounds and chanting till the 7:30, I used to chant 32 rounds. And fast, it only used to take 1.5 hour. I used to finish 16 rounds in 3 hours. It's very, very helpful. So when we increase our chanting and quality and quantity, the whole day you're fully purifying. Thank you so much. But now I'm not doing. Maybe all that not as much. You can try. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Mataji, which Maharaj you said chants 16 1 hour? I didn't get that name.
Guru Maharaj. Swami Maharaj. They said, because Swami Maharaj, he said 4:30. He chants very fast, Prabhu. He chants very fast, really. 5 minutes, he usually suggests us to finish all one round.
Haribo.
I heard his lecture when he was telling for chanting tips. He was telling that. I personally heard from him. He said, don't take more time in chanting. So that's why I always try to chant fast.
Jai ho, jai ho. I'm so happy, Mataji, to hear this. Feeling very encouraged. I'm feeling as if Shri Jayapataka Maharaj placed his lotus hand on my head. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Prabhuji, can you please, it is just a request, can you please take a special class on chanting, Prabhuji, if possible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, I don't have the qualification, but, you know, you can discuss with Priti Vilasini, Mataji. Just talk to Mataji.
Sure, Prabhuji.
Hare
sure.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. And you were telling you're not able to express how you feel, but we are able to witness how you feel. yes, very, very transforming. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. And anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhuji? I know we are like 2.5 hours of the session, and I know Prabhuji has his daughter at home, and it's not going to be easy to continue. So anyway, Hare Krishna Maitli. Okay. So we'll end the call if everyone is okay. And we'll have another session with Prabhuji very soon. Thank you all so much for joining. Vancha Kalpataru Vyarcha Kripash. Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Rindaki Jai Shila Prabhu Pada Ki Jai. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. His grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu ki
jai.
Jai.
Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Jai Shri Prabhu. Dandavat. Hare Krishna.